Hey everyone, this is Pastor Benj, and welcome back to Sugar Hill Church's weekday podcast. I hope everyone had a really refreshing Thanksgiving, and you guys enjoyed your time together with your family and friends. All right, so this last week, we talked about the first part of our church's three-part mission. And the first part is to make a big deal of the Bible. This week, we're going to talk about the second part of the mission, which is to make the biggest deal of Jesus. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18 gives us a great description of Jesus and why he truly is the biggest deal, and why our pastor says, when we get Jesus right, everything else will take care of itself. So listen to how chapter 1 in the book of John describes Jesus. From the very beginning, Jesus was with God, and he was God. All things were made through him, and nothing was made without him. He was and is life and is the light of man. He became flesh and dwelt among us. He is full of grace, mercy, and truth. So the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus is the fulfillment in history of God's plan to provide each and every person a path to have an everlasting relationship with God through his Son, Jesus. While God did create each of us and loves each of us right where we are, he also never intended or wants us to stay where we are. He sends his Holy Spirit to help each of us to realize and recognize the sinful deeds, thoughts, or actions in our life, and to help us understand that our sin separates us from our Holy Father. We cannot have a holy relationship with a holy God while living an unforgiven, unholy, sin-filled life. So what did he do to restore our relationship with him? Well, as most of you know, he sent his Son, Jesus, into this world to live a perfect life, to die a brutal death, to be buried in a borrowed tomb, and to be resurrected for the sole reason to provide each of us a relationship path back to God the Father. I saw a quote recently that stated, God forgives sin only because of the death of his Son Jesus. Jesus was not a martyr. His death was not something that happened to him or something that could have been prevented. God could forgive people for their sin in no other way than by the death of his Son. And this is so very true. And in order for each of one of us to follow that path back to God, we must first realize and recognize the sin in our life and be willing to turn away from that sin. This obviously doesn't mean that once we've been restored to the Father through the Son, that we will never sin again, but that from this point forward, we will honestly recognize and confess the sin in our life and have a sincere desire to turn away from that sin. God's Word is very, very clear on what sin looks like, and we should never, never, never try to overlook it or justify it by deceiving ourselves and saying in our mind and heart that this is just how God created me, and he loves me just as I am. Again, God did create you, and he created me, and yes, he loves us right where we are. However, he never intended for us to stay where we are. Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent his Son, Jesus, to provide us with a relationship path back to himself. Jesus is the biggest deal because of who he said he is, for what he's done for us, what he is doing for us. And as he said in John chapter 14, verse 6, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. I hope and pray each of you make Jesus the biggest deal in your life, and you honestly and sincerely seek His truth, His wisdom, and live your life in a manner that is holy unto the Lord. Chuck, Bobby, and I, along with the rest of the Sugar Hill Church's leadership team, sincerely love our church family. We love the people we get to serve throughout our community and the world, and most of all, we love Jesus. And we are so thankful for God's redemptive plan, Jesus' obedience to His plan, and His everlasting love for each and every one of us. Hey everyone, I pray the rest of your day is refreshing and fulfilling, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.